TXVVS EVE, the metering devices compared component reference, a field reference comparing the thermostatic expansion valve TXV and the electronic expansion valve EEV, how each meters refrigerant and controls superheat, how to identify and size one, and how each fails. From the Launch My HVAC knowledge base, what it is, both the TXV and the EEV are metering devices. They drop high pressure liquid to low pressure liquid entering the evaporator and control how much flows, targeting a stable superheat so the evaporator stays full but the compressor stays protected from liquid. They do the same job two different ways. TXV thermostatic expansion valve, mechanical, a sensing bulb, a diaphragm, and a spring balance against each other to modulate a pin. No electronics, no power needed, the standard on most residential and light commercial gear for decades. EEV electronic expansion valve, electronic, a small stepper motor opens and closes the port in tiny steps, commanded by controller reading temperature and pressure sensors, found on inverter minisplits, modern high-efficiency systems, and most commercial/refrigeration controls. Faster, more precise, and adjustable in software. This article is about telling them apart, what each needs, sizing a replacement, and their failure modes. For deep TXV superheat operation, see the TXV specific topics. How it works. The TXV balances three forces on a diaphragm. Bulb pressure opening force. The sensing bulb on the suction line is charged with a fluid. Warmer suction line equals higher bulb pressure pushing the valve open. Spring pressure closing force. The superheat adjustment spring pushes the valve closed. This sets the static superheat. Evaporator/equalizer pressure closing force. The pressure under the diaphragm from an external equalizer line on most modern valves pushes closed. When superheat rises, the bulb warms. Bulb pressure overcomes spring plus equalizer, and the valve opens to feed more refrigerant. It's a self-contained feedback loop with no power. The EEV replaces all that with a controller and a stepper motor. The controller reads suction line temperature and suction pressure or two temperatures, calculates actual superheat, compares it to the target, and steps the motor open or closed in small increments. It can hold tighter superheat, react faster, change targets on the fly, and shut fully closed when off. The trade-off is it needs power, a controller, and good sensors. In the field, identify which you have. A TXV has a sensing bulb strapped to the suction line, usually a thin equalizer tube, and a spring adjustment cap, no wires. An EEV has electrical lead/a connector going to a stepper motor head and is driven by a board, no sensing bulb, it uses electronic sensors instead. Wires equals EEV, bulb equals TXV. For TXV replacement, match these: refrigerant type R410A, R22, R454B. The valve is charged/calibrated for a specific refrigerant, capacity tonnage, the superheat setting/range, the equalizer type external is standard now and whether it has an MOP max operating pressure feature. The bulb charge type matters too. Getting the refrigerant and tonnage right is the big one. Mount the TXV bulb correctly. Clean suction line, firm strap, on the side of a line roughly the 4 or 8 o'clock position on lines above about 7/8. On top for smaller lines per the valve's instructions, insulated. A poorly mounted bulb reads the wrong temperature and the valve hunts or floods. Equalizer connects downstream of the bulb. For an EEV, the valve is part of a control system. You verify the controller is commanding it steps audibly/measurably on startup. The sensors read correctly, and the connector is solid. Many EEVs do a full open-close homing cycle on power-up. That clicking/buzzing is normal. Don't condemn an EEV without checking the controller and sensors first. Normal values and targets. Target superheat. Both aim to hold the system's correct superheat on a TXV. Commonly factory set around 8 to 12 degrees and adjustable. An EEV holds a program target, often tighter. TXV superheat adjustment. The spring screw changes static superheat. A common rule is roughly 1 to 4 degrees change per full turn valve dependent. Adjust a turn, wait several minutes for it to settle, reread. TXV must be matched to refrigerant and tonnage. A 3-ton R410 valve is not interchangeable with a 3-ton R22 valve. The charge and port are refrigerant-specific. EEV stepper range. Stepper motors move in fine increments, often a few hundred steps fully closed to fully open, giving precise modulation. MOP feature if present. Limits how high the valve lets suction pressure rise on a hot startup to protect the compressor. Built into the bulb charge on MOP TXVs. Common faults and what they mean. TXV hunting superheat swinging up and down to bulb mounting/insulation problem. oversized valve, or low load, the valve overshoots correcting, TXV stuck closed slash starving high superheat, low suction, low amps, warm evap to lost bulb charge, debris in the valve or moisture slash ice at the pin, warm the bulb in your hand, if suction doesn't rise, the valve isn't responding, TXV stuck open slash flooding low superheat, high suction, possible liquid to compressor to debris holding it open or a failed power element, EDV not stepping on startup to controller not powered slash commanding, bad connector, or a failed stepper coil, check the control side first. EEV erratic superheat to bad temperature or pressure sensor feeding the controller, or a sticking valve. Sensors are the usual culprit. Either valve, restriction symptoms with frost slash sweat at the valve inlet to moisture freezing or debris at the seat. Both point to a contamination slash filter dryer problem upstream. Tech tips and gotchas. The single most common TXE mistake is a bad bulb melt. If the bulb isn't clean strapped, on the right clock position, and insulated, the valve reads false suction temperature and either hunts or floods, and you'll chase it as a bad valve when it's an installation problem. Match the TXV to the refrigerant. A valve charged for R22 will not meter R410 correctly. The pressures and the bulb charge are different. Always confirm the refrigerant stamp. Warming the bulb in your hand is a quick TXV test. A healthy valve responds within a minute, suction pressure rises as it opens. No response equals the power element is dead or the valve is stuck. Don't condemn an EEV from the outside. It's a valve plus a controller plus sensors. A stuck EEV is very often a sensor or controller fault. Listen for the homing cycle on power up and verify the controller is sending steps before blaming the valve. A new metering device failure right after a compressor burnout is almost always contamination, acid and debris fouling the port. Install the right filter dryer and clean the system, or the new valve fouls too. On inverter mini splits, the EEV and the inverter board work together to hold superheat across a huge capacity range. That's why those systems use EEVs. Fault codes often point you to the EEV or its sensors directly. Safety slash code notes. Recover refrigerant properly before opening the system to replace either valve. Venting is prohibited under EPA Section 608. After replacing a metering device, evacuate to a proper vacuum. A 500 micron decay test is the standard and install the correct filter dryer. Moisture left in the system freezes at the valve and mimics a restriction. Match the valve to the system's refrigerant and capacity to maintain rated performance and the equipment listing. On a 2L refrigerants, follow the additional handling and leak check requirements for mildly flammable refrigerants.